What is a hypocrite? Have you ever seen one? Maybe I should even ask this question. Have you ever been one? The origin of the term hypocrite comes from the Greek stage, where actors would speak from behind a mask. And those in the audience knew very well the person who is speaking is acting a role. He's playing a role. That isn't really himself, but for the purpose of the play, for the drama, he acted this role. And of course we accept that. We say there's such a thing as acting a role. There's such a thing as a place for drama. But it's a very serious thing when it comes to dealing with God and dealing with spiritual things. And the Lord Jesus had no place for hypocrisy. I want to read some verses in Matthew chapter 21, and we start with verse 23. It says, "Now when he," that is Jesus, "came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you, by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?' And they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'If we say, from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say, from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet.' So they answered Jesus and said, 'We do not know.' And he said to them, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.' But what do you think? A man had two sons, and came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said, 'Likewise.' And he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said to him, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, the tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him." They come to him and they challenge him. And they say, "Who gave you authority to teach and do these things?" And Jesus counters this by saying, "All right, when John the Baptist came, by which, whose authority did he do things?" And they refuse to commit themselves. They refused to say it was really from God, because they didn't respond to it. On the other hand, they didn't want to say it was just from men. He was just a human preacher without divine authority, because they feared the people. All the people said he's a prophet. And so they refused to commit themselves. And then Jesus, hating their hypocrisy and hating their religious game playing, gives this parable. A man has two sons. There's work to be done. He goes to the first and he says, "Son, I want you to go and work in the vineyard today. There's work to be done." And the boy's rebellious. And he says, "I will not. I don't want to." He goes off. Now later, he regretted it. He changed his mind. He thought, "I did the wrong thing." And he went out and worked. Came to the second boy, and he said, "Now, son, I need you to work in the vineyard today." And this boy said, "I'll go, sir. I'll go, Dad. I'm willing." But he did not go. And the Lord Jesus says, "All right, which of the two did the will of the Father? The one who said he would go and did not, or the one who at first was rebellious and then changed his mind and went?" And they said to him, "Well, of course, the one who changed his mind and went." It isn't words that count. It's your actions that show the reality you see of what you really believe and what you intend to do. And so Jesus says to them, "Listen, the tax collectors, these who are dishonest in their dealings, collecting taxes and lining their own pockets. And those who are prostitutes, those who are whores, he says, those are going to enter heaven before you, you religious leaders, because you're hypocrites. You're hypocrites. The Lord hates hypocrisy. You think there are any hypocrites today? Well, if you talk to a lot of people that aren't church people, they'll say, I don't go to church. You know, those people are hypocrites. They go to church Sunday morning, and they say some nice words. They say the Apostles' Creed. They sing the doxology. And they say the Lord's Prayer in unison. But Monday, you see how they do business. And Monday, you listen to their talk. And you notice that the church people are just as active telling dirty stories as anyone else. And there are a lot of people that just say, hey, it's hypocrisy. I'm not interested. And you know what? They're right. There's a lot of hypocrisy in churches today, even as there was in Judaism, in the Jewish religion when Jesus was here. And the Lord Jesus hated it, and he exposed it. He wants reality. He says it's far better to be openly rebellious, like this younger son. This son who was openly rebellious, and he said, I'm not going to go. You know, there are young people as they grow up who say, I'm just not interested in church or in the Bible or that, and I'm going to do my own thing. And they may get into drinking and drugs and really go the wrong direction. At least you have to say this about them. They're open. They run up their colors. They just say what they are. They're not playing a game. They don't pretend to be something that they're not. They say, I'm a rebel. I reject this business. I reject the church. I reject the Bible, and I'm going to live my own life. And so they're being very open, at least, whether you agree with what they're doing. You may say it's a tragedy. You're hurting yourself. You're destroying yourself. But at least they're open. They're not saying one thing and doing something else. But the truth is there are many, many people in church who go through motions, who this Sunday are going to be there with their best clothes on, and they're going to be saying the right words. They're going to be saying good religious words. They're going to be saying the Apostles' Creed with the whole group, and they're going to be saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Their minds may be thinking about a business deal they're going to pull tomorrow. They may be thinking about that good-looking woman up ahead of them. But they're saying the right words. They're going through the motions. And when it's all over, they shake hands with the preacher, and they say, Preacher, that was a good message, and they walk out. But through it all, there's been no heart for God. And in their business life, in their home life, in their moral life, all of it reveals they do not know God and do not really want to please God. They're rebels at heart. They're saying the words. They're going through the motions. They may have the right associations and the right affiliations, but in heart they are far from God. And the Lord Jesus hates hypocrisy. This is why he spoke so strongly. Now he says, listen, it's far better to be an open rebel, to be one who just openly defies these truths and the conventions of society and is at least honest about it, isn't playing a game, than to go through these religious motions with no heart for God. That's like the son who says, yes, I'll go, Dad. I'll do what you want. But all the time he's planning on doing just exactly what he wants and has no intention, absolutely no intention, of doing what his father wants. Are you a hypocrite? Maybe you have to say, well, really, you know, I'm playing some of these games. I'm playing church games, and I'm saying nice God words, and I know the Apostles' Creed, and I can say the Lord's Prayer forward or backward, and, you know, my neighbors say there's a good church person. There's someone who's religious. They go to church every Sunday morning. But really, Saturday night, I'm watching these X-rated movies. My heart, my interest is not really in the things of God, and I'm not living a life in obedience to His Word. God hates hypocrisy. You know, I heard some time back of a man who was a church leader, active in the church, had a wife and children, and his family sort of looked at as a model family in many ways. And yet finally the truth came out that for many years he had been seeing another woman, and this had gone on, and yet through it all he'd been taking a role of being active in church functions. How much hypocrisy there is, and the Lord hates it. He says what matters is, are you concerned to please God? Do you love the Lord? Is this coming from your heart? And is your life a life that really wants to please God? If we don't love the Lord Jesus, we won't do what he wants. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he wants reality, doesn't he? Not hypocrisy, not insincerity. The Lord can forgive a lot of sin, but he can't forgive insincerity, and he can't forgive game playing. We must be real when we come to God. Repentance, you know, is coming in a broken way, confessing what you really are. It's like the man that we studied in the parable who came into the temple to pray, this one who was a dishonest tax collector, and as he came in, he could just only beat on his breast in the temple and cry out and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm a sinner. I have nothing to boast in. I need your mercy. I need your forgiveness. And it's a cry of sincerity from the heart. It's a broken spirit crying to God for mercy. But what an empty thing it is when people go through all the religious motions, as the Pharisees described, who says, I thank you, God, I'm not like other men. And he boasts in his religious observances and his fasting and in his tithing and all the rest. Outward religion, but not from the heart. The Lord said, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. What kind of heart do you have? Really from the heart, can you say, I love the Lord and I really want to please him. I really care for his will in my life. I'm not interested in playing games. I love the Lord. The Lord really abhors hypocrisy, despises hypocrisy. He wants reality. And I hope that as you think of these two sons, you can say, Lord, make me like that one who from the heart then goes and does what his father wants him to do. I want to be real as a Christian.